The tiny island that aims to become a carbon neutral paradise. The South Korean holiday province of Jeju needs to find a sustainable energy solution to ensure a thriving future. One tiny island off the coast may provide a blueprint. Could a tiny island become the blueprint for an entire nation to drastically reduce its carbon emissions? As a hypothesis, currently being tested on Gapado, a speck of land off the southern coast of South Korea. With fewer than 200 residents on less than 1 square kilometer, two wind turbines already ensure much of the community's energy is renewable, and a large proportion of the homes are solar-powered. The island produces more energy than it consumes and stores the excess on a self-contained grid. Gapado is a test case in a bigger project to curb emissions from the entire Jeju province by 2030. It's a bold plan, especially given the region's reputation as a tourism hotspot. Gapado lies just off Jeju-do, a large tropical getaway with more than 50 million visitors a year. Though a number of holiday makers is expected to rise, the tourist clock province wants to convert all vehicles and electricity generation to renewable energy by the end of the next decade. That plan, however, says nothing of the carbon emissions caused by planes. The flight route between Jeju International and Seoul Gimpo earned the title of the world's busiest in 2018, with 76,000 flights to and from Seoul. A hotel and airplane field hotspot setting such as ambitious environmental goal may sound zealous, but the project, which emphasized renewable energy such as solar and wind, is crucial for one places like Jeju, because the future as a destination may depend on it. The effects of climate change, like sea level rise, will impact islands around the world, says Kaz Robach, a deputy director at environmental organization at Sara Club. These days, zero carbon projects, places trying to decrease the harmful carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuels, are common all over the world. They're trying to counteract the 37 gigatons of global carbon dioxide emissions that were recorded last year, a number that keeps rising. Plus, this week, a landmark United Nations report warned that global average sea levels could rise up to 1.1 meter by 2100. Bad news for islands like Jeju. The good news is, the small Gapado could show the rest of South Korea how sustainability is done, and is also all part of the growing global effort. Two countries, Batam and Suriname, are already carbon neutral, points out Jacob Corday, a zero-carbon city expert at the Rocky Mountain Institute, a U.S. clean energy organization. We already have commitments to carbon neutrality that accounts for 16% of the world's GDP. We expect this number to grow dramatically in the next decade. So as the destination looks to do the same, Jeju's Gapado might well provide a model for a carbon-free future.